This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Now, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
Hi, Richie's leaving. He won't be back. Rich McFadden's at the shows in our studios in Washington. Gone. Taking a trip to, where are you going, the Bahamas?
Turks and Caicos.
And he's not taking us. Isn't that mean?
Well, that's because
you're certainly welcome to come along.
Yeah, right. Just pay. All right, so let's get to the issues at hand here.
What fun is that?
Jennifer Horn is here, and Ken Kessler, monitor what you're saying and thinking, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Dial us anytime at 888-302-DOUG. Most everybody is going to talk about the CDC coming out of the box, or Ebola coming out of the box, or what's going on. Nice is out of the box, not me. Race in the candidate corner. Race as an issue. Rich McFadden lives in the Washington area, works in Washington, D.C.
I do.
There is a push for legalized pot.
Yes.
In Washington. And the reason those who want it to be approved has to do with racial justice. A couple of years ago, blacks were 8 times more likely than whites to be arrested for marijuana possession in the District of Columbia. So there are many people who are supporting legalizing pot because it will then leave black people who are arrested for this problem off the hook. Is there a problem with race and police and excess focus? If you're a black man driving a red car, you're going to get stopped more likely than if you're a white man driving a red car. Just the way it is.
Well, I mean, you got to play the odds in Washington.
More blacks are going to smoke pot than whites?
There's more blacks, period.
Huh.
So the percentages that they are going to get arrested for anything is higher just because of the amount of people there that are black compared to
white. So is this a good reason to approve using pot?
I'm a fan of not throwing people in jail for using a bag of pot.
Right.
Our prison systems and
overcrowded.
And I think when you throw young kids in jail, what comes out is worse than what went in.
So then, should this be a national move, not just a local move in Washington? Should this? I've changed my position
over the years. I'm a fan of decriminalization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of legalization, because I do believe it's a gateway drug.
Well, what happened with you? Decriminalization versus legalization. Decriminalization, how do you... Decriminalization means it's legal.
No, it doesn't mean it's legal.
What does it mean?
It means you get a ticket. It means if you get caught, then you get a ticket, whatnot.
Yeah.
Legalization is like, hey, man, have at it.
Whatever you want.
Throw it on your windowsill. Have a good time.
You got to go where you want to go. Do what you want to do.
You can show me any study that you want. You can bring any professional pot smoker up that you want.
A professional pot smoker?
Yeah. There are some, actually.
Really?
I don't care.
Some in my family.
I've seen what it does.
Right.
I've had friends who smoked it for 20 years, and see what it does.
Doesn't appeal to me at all.
You cannot convince me it does not have a long-term
thinking,
effect.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
Right. All right, so the question comes on whether it is a good thing to do because racially it is something that would gain approval with the majority of voters in a city where there are mostly blacks. All right. So that leads me into another area, the number of black candidates seeking office and the fact that there is so much now focus on being black and being Republican or being a woman. And is it because Barack Obama's historic presidency, because he was the first partially black guy to become the president of the United States? There are 100 black candidates on ballots statewide, congressional races next month. the post-Reconstruction record set is, according to black Republicans and black Democrats, because of Barack Obama. There are 83 black Republicans and Democrats who are running for the House, all-time high. Again, why are we focused on them? Because they are black. Isn't that really a disgusting thing when you think about it, that we are focused on these people solely because of the color of their skin?
Well, if they're winning elections because of the color of their skin, I think that's bad. But I think that it's great in one respect that people from all walks of life feel like they can run right now. That's a good thing. In bringing anybody in aside from what's there already, the establishment is what we could call them, I think is a good thing. Now, do they have to be qualified? Yes. Should we vote for them because they're a woman or because they're black or because they're white or green? No,
but
that's
people
not
will.
The answer.
But that
people,
is,
oh, absolutely.
It may not be their answer, but people will do that.
People will, but people that doesn't mean that. You should still limit, you know, certain people from running just because people are uneducated.
But it's not about limiting because we don't have the ability to do that. Anybody who wants to run ought to be able to run. But it's the whole focus. The guy who's going to win, for example, Frank Lautenberg's seat in New Jersey is the fellow who's mayor of Newark. Got all kinds of attention. When he was mayor of Newark, because of the way he ran things, he became easily the candidate for the Democratic Party in the primaries, and he'll easily win when it comes to running the term. This whole business about the news media getting behind somebody just because he's black bothers me. I don't think that's the case with Booker. But he couldn't have been mayor of Newark if he wasn't black. The last time there was a white mayor of Newark was probably 1812. It doesn't happen. And that's the same in Washington, Richie. The reason I bring it back around to Washington, because when's the last time there was a white mayor in Washington?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you even remember a white mayor in Washington?
No. I'm trying to remember who was before Barry.
I can't remember a white mayor in Washington. And so, but here we are. Look, we're talking about it as if the only way you can get elected to be mayor of Washington is be black. Is that fair? Is that right? Is that smart?
I mean, the city is 50% black.
Right.
Yeah. But does that mean the only person who's qualified to be mayor of Washington is black? The only reason he's black, the only reason he's mayor is because he's black, not because he's qualified. Look at what happened when this current boob became the mayor for political reasons. The woman who was the superintendent of schools in Washington, who was making a dramatic impression on people and doing a great job shaking up the schools, was fired because she didn't support him.
Yeah.
And I think she was Chinese or something, wasn't she?
She was Asian, yeah.
Asian, yeah.
No, she wasn't Chinese.
I don't know, whatever she was. But here we are. There's another. We're talking about her like that makes it different because she's Asian. But it does. That's still what gets into. That's the default button. If I don't know anything about them and I like them because of the color of their skin, I'm voting for them.
I just found a fascinating little website that Roll Call has.
Yeah?
It's a Washington newspaper, political newspaper.
Political newspaper.
And they have this this chart, and they have pictures of all of the senators and congressmen in all of Washington, and you can filter it by ethnicity, gender, age, and tenure, and you can just push the button and kind of see, you know, like for example, now I just pushed black men and women, all ages, tenure, all members, and there is 40 Democrats in the House, one Democrat in the Senate. One in the Senate for the Republicans, and none in the House for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tweet this.
Yeah.
It's a cool little tool to kind of see who's representing us.
Yep. Who is representing you? How much do you know the election is 2.5 weeks or, excuse me, what? Is today Wednesday? Yeah. Today's Wednesday, right? I don't even remember.
All day 3 weeks from yesterday.
Okay, so 3 weeks from yesterday is election.
Bob Kay says, yes, it's Wednesday.
Thank you, Bob Kay, from 35,000 feet. That's a story and a half in itself, you know. Bob Kay is the general manager of my little enterprise here, and he's been in Las Vegas with his wife for the past week. He's flying back at the moment in a plane that has Wi-Fi, and he's listening to the program on the plane.
Of course he is. He has to hear our voice. He's got to get his fix.
He's got to get the fix. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that great?
And the weekend show together.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, that too.
You want to see today's date while you're at it?
All right. All right, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Ultra Pure. Not just Omax. They could have said Omax 3 Pure. Yeah. It's not. It's ultra because it's 100% potent and pure. All kinds of things have been done in this era of people focusing on and understanding that they need omega-3s. You don't need omega-6s and 9s. You need omega-3s. It's gotten down to that sort of research, gotten that specific. Omega-3 oils are what you need in order to have your mind stay clear, to lubricate your brain, to make sure that the triglyceride number and the cholesterol number in your system is where it is supposed to be. Omega-6s and 9s want to help you do that. Only omega-3s. And if you have, if you're writhing, when you wake up and you're writhing with pain, because shoulder, neck, back, hips, knees, whatever, ankles, everything hurts, you need to get on this now. You need to call 800-316-7918 right this minute and order a free 30-day supply, free. You heard me right. Doesn't cost you anything except pay for the shipping to get it to you. The makers of Omax 3 Ultra Pure are so confident that you will see and feel, you'll feel the difference, feel the benefits. They're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. Clinically shown to lower triglyceride levels in 30 days. Take a test now. Get on it for a month. Free. Test it again. You will see how it is that this works as wonderfully well as it does. So get on the bandwagon. Get on board. Call 800-316-7918 for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Or if you want to go online, if it's easier for you to order it that way, go to Doug, D-O-U-G-4. The number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, the number 3, Doug4Omax3.com. Order it there or call 800-316-7918.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
This this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Are you ready?
Ready.
I feel like I'm at a football game.
I'm ready. At a hockey game right now.
Yeah, there you go. Hockey game. Stadium rock is what they classify this as.
One-hit wonder contest time. Playing a song by a fellow who only had one hit. If I get off onto what he was all about, that'll give it away and make it too easy. Although I don't think this is very difficult in the scale of things 1 to 10. This is about a 1 in terms of challenge for most people, I'm guessing.
Hold on.
What?
Hey!
Hey! Can you tell us the name of the fellow? This is sort of a group that he ran, though, Richie, wouldn't you say, in a sense? And get right down to it.
I mean, it was really basically him.
Yeah. But he's not making all the noise.
He was
noise
part here. Of a band, though. I'm looking up.
Kenny probably knows.
Pretty sure I don't know the answer to this, but I like what his last name is, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yep. And first and last name start with the same letter.
Alliteration.
Who is this? 888-302-3684. The prize here for you identifying. If you already called and you played and you've won, don't call. Because we want other people.
Hey!
Hey! To have their way into fame and fortune here. Or at least winning one of our One-Hit Wonder CDs. All right, Rock and Roll Part 2. By the way, was there ever actually a Rock and Roll Part 1? Was there a part one?
Yeah. There was, but it wasn't a single. It wasn't
a hit. Okay. Performed by a former British glamour rocker, topping the American charts during this week in 1972. So if you know what his name is, call us now at 888-302-3684. Rock and Roll Part 2 is frequently used as a pump-up song at many sporting events, thus the reference that Kenny and Richie and Jennifer all made to various sporting events. This guy's real name, by the way, is Paul Francis Gadd. He recorded 7 studio albums, 15 greatest hits albums. By the age of 16, he was performing in clubs in England, eventually worked with the Beatles producer George Martin. In the 80s, he was convicted of drunk driving. Driver's license was revoked for 10 years. Good for him. In the 90s, he was arrested. This is why I remember him, because he was a child porno guy.
No.
Sexual abuse.
I guess I do remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I went to Asia to find the young girls.
Yeah.
Why always Asia?
After being deported from England, the BBC described his downward spiral as bloody spectacular. All right, think of giving. There's not much going for this guy. He doesn't have much going for him.
He's rich from this song.
He had tons of hits in the UK. Just that's the only one that ever charted here.
Really? 888-302-3684. All right, let's go through the list of folks on the phone here. Philip is in Monroe, Louisiana. Philip, welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine this fine morning.
Fine.
Isn't that Monroe, Louisiana, Doug?
Fine.
Monroe.
Fine. All right, so who is this that's singing this song?
That's Gary U.S. Bonds.
You know,
that's so a great close.
Isn't that? Well, no, Richie, find a Gary U.S. Bonds song. Can you fix it with it? His sound was, it was earlier. Gary U.S. Bonds was a product of the blues and R&B in the 50s, and it became very successful in the 60s with a couple of songs. They were simple, silly songs like this one. Everybody listen. Here's Gary U.S. Bonds. There's a little difference. He was not a child sexual abuser either. He was just crazy rock and roller. All right. So you didn't make it, Philip, but try again. Let's go to Wyckoff, New Jersey, where David's listening. David, who's the person perpetrating rock and roll part two on us?
There's no question about it. That's Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter is his name. And go to a sporting event, see if you can enjoy it whilst it plays. Good man, sir. You win.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, with a phenomenal number of couples today postponing childbirth so they can each establish a career, a pet naturally becomes the kid in the household. But inevitably, things change. The couple begins to prepare for the birth of a child and family life. What happens to the pet in this situation? Like the first child, confused and perhaps angry about the arrival of his new brother or sister, he may feel insecure, neglected, and depressed. All animals need a lot of preparation for the new arrival. I recommend people prepare by bringing a doll into their household and treating the doll like a real baby, bringing a bassinet into the household, actually making a recording of what babies sound like and playing that at a low volume to your dog or cat, increasing it gradually over a period of time. And all of the people that used to come over and ooh and ah over the puppy or the kitten are now going to come over and ooh and ah over the baby. That's going to cause animosity. Make sure they stop. Spend plenty of time with your dog or cat. Give them dog or cat a new gift, a hug and a kiss. Everyone will be fine. And kids that grow up with pets are better off. So go ahead, keep that dog and the baby. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside, effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Prohibited Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Positive side of things, the Doug Steffen Good Day program here with your favorite people in the morning or afternoon or evening, whenever you're listening to the program, depends on where you are. The Doug program features Mr. McFadden, Ms. Horn, Mr. Kessler, but tomorrow both Richie and I may be gone. I know Richie's going to be gone tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I'm taking my first flying lesson at noon today.
Oh. So we'll see whether you make it back or not.
See how good the...
Tune in tomorrow to see whether Doug made it back on his first flying lesson.
That's all.
You want me to let you know what to expect?
Yeah. Are you really doing this, Seggy?
Yes, I am.
Hey, it's easy and it's fun. Basically, what they will do...
I'm taking Meredith with me because it was her idea
right.
to begin with. So what do I have to look forward to?
You get a little classroom instruction, and then you go sit in your little Cessna Cub or Piper or whatever it is.
Yes.
They kind of walk through as they do the thing. You take off, and then once you get up in the air, mm-hmm. they kind of let you steer for about 15 minutes or so as they kind of
It's 2 hours, though. Things. You're supposed to be up for 2 hours.
Are you really? Wow, yeah. That was longer than mine.
Yeah.
And then they take it over and land. So basically,
you're not the host of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Perhaps that's why I didn't last.
Oh, yes. You're going to get special treatment.
Oh, no. Because I paid for the cheap lesson is why.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got the introductory lesson.
Yes. All right.
But it was fun. Everybody should do it. You should do it.
Yeah.
Take a flying lesson. You can get the first lesson. It's like cheap.
Yeah.
And then after that is when they kind of crank up the rate.
Yeah. All right. So let's do that.
Once they get you hooked.
Yeah, but it's cool. Exactly. It's a lot of fun.
Richie in Washington, we're talking about legalization of marijuana. Now, the next thing that affects Washington, and therefore all of us, is this continuing nonsense. And I have a stronger word for it. It begins with a B, and it comes out of my cows. But I don't know why they don't call it cow instead of
balloons.
Yeah.
What?
The National Religious Broadcasters Association is talking about the Redskins.
Yeah.
But in this circumstance, I'm happy to have this fellow who runs the NRB, his name is Dr. Jerry Johnson, tell the Federal Communication Commission to butt out the countries who have, if you will, supported government-sponsored censoring, the censoring of religious broadcasts in the name of squashing a threat from alleged hate speech. He does not want religious broadcasters facing the same charges. That's why he sent a letter to the commission and told them to mind their own business. This is a commitment. Our country has a commitment to the free expression principles.
This is so dangerous.
In the First Amendment, it is extraordinarily dangerous.
It is so dangerous.
This is so out of control.
Where this is going.
Take this guy Banz off and tell him to buzz off.
Well,
first
off,
lawyer,
you've got the patent office taking away the Redskins' patent for their name, the copyright for their name, because they don't agree with the name. They think it's offensive. The U.S. government, okay? Then you've got the FCC deeming the name offensive and trying to ban radio stations from being able to say it. This could go down a slippery slope, and we could all be in trouble.
Yeah.
Right, what else is going to be?
What else is out of fashion?
What's next?
Right, exactly. That's the whole point. The Redskins is profanity, says Professor Banzoff, who is so full of crap.
You know,
he's nothing but an opportunist.
I'm all for if people want to stand outside and they want to picket the Redskins, and then if sales of jerseys and tickets go down so far to a point that Daniel Snyder says, you know what, economically, this is hurting me.
Yeah.
We need to make a change.
Yeah, yeah, but then society dictates it, not the government.
Right, exactly. Right. The fan base dictates it and society. But once you get the government in there telling you what is offensive and what is legal, oh, man.
The Washington Post today is carrying a story that suggests three Native American groups who have filed their own petition to deny the radio license renewal of some of Dan Snyder, who owns the Redskins radio station. He owns seven radio stations around Washington,
right,
including most of the stations there in suburban areas that carry the Redskins games. This guy, Banzoff, has petitioned the FCC, and now these people are stirred up, suggesting that they not use the word. And by the way, they don't even spell it out. They do red blank D, S-K-I-N-S. What is the matter with you simplistic, silly, foolish, minor mind people? You can have your own point of view and present it any way you want to. But this is clear to me. The application threats these three tribes have filed against the licenses of Snyder stations as well as Banzoff. Nah. You lose your status as a free society when you put up with that crap. I use crap twice.
It's scary.
It's really scary.
It's fundamentally wrong. When the patent thing got that, I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But then when the SEC got involved,
take him to the Supreme Court. That'll finish it. One way to put an end to this is go to the Supreme Court. All right.
Yeah, but then do you want the Supreme Court deciding what you can name your business?
No, I don't. I want them to say that it's nobody's business what you name your business. That's what I want the Supreme Court to say. You're suggesting they might not do that, Kenny?
It's who knows what they'll do.
Maybe on second thought you may be right about that. All right, let's go to some fun. Baseball. A wild throw allowed San Francisco's Brandon Crawford to score the winning run. Bottom of the 10th inning, Giants hold a 2-1 lead now in the extra inning
Giants
thriller
win the World Series
last night.
Don't say that.
They are.
You think
the Royals?
Giants?
Royals.
Giants.
Royals.
I'd love to see the Royals to win at this point. They're about to off Baltimore, but I'd love to see the Royals win. Small market. Haven't been there in 29 years.
Yep.
Love George Brett.
Yep.
I'd love to see it, but Giants do whatever they want all season long, but when it comes time for the playoffs, them and the Cardinals, they just know how to get it done, and the Giants go better.
So let's go back in history, Richie, to test that theory, okay, for a minute? That was on this date, 1964, for example, St. Louis. First time a Cardinal team had appeared in a World Series since 1946. The first of three series appearances in the 60s. Yankees versus St. Louis. Last series appearance for 12 years for them. Last hurrah in a long string of fall classics for legendary players like Whitey Ford, Mickey Mantle. The Cards won the series in 7 games with Bob Gibson's complete game. 9 strikeout performances in Game 7. Lou Brock's 5th inning home run triggered a second 3-run inning and 6-0 lead for Gibson. Mickey Mantle, Cleet Boyer, what great names. My God, I remember these from when I was a kid. They homered for New York. Wasn't enough, though. The Cards won the game 7-5. All right, Richie?
Yep.
Let's see here. Baltimore Orioles, this date 1970, overcame a 3-0 deficit, beat the Cincinnati Reds 9-3, win the World Series in 5 games.
How about 1970? I'd have been 6. Uh-huh. I still had the Senators in Washington.
Yeah, right. When are they coming back? Well, they're on vacation, right?
Yeah, the Nats came back, but they couldn't take the Senators' name because it was taken by some minor league hockey team or something. Ridiculous.
I know it is. All right, so Jen has her report. By the way, the poll yesterday, which of the 4 remaining teams do you want to win the World Series? You know what team won? Richie just nailed it. 28% said the Kansas City Royals.
Everybody's
going to want the underdog, but Giants are going to win it.
They are not going to win.
Yeah, they are.
Do not like the Giants.
I don't either.
They don't have very good pitching.
24% said I'm done with baseball till next season. 18% said San Francisco. 16% said St. Louis. 15% said Baltimore.
Did you watch them and the Nats play?
To whom are you asking the question?
The Nats weren't that great to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only the best team in baseball.
They're losing the first chokers.
But
those games, three runs, combined, one to two, two to one, three to one.
You could say the same thing about the Cardinals and the Dodgers. I mean, the Cardinals.
No. Every other playoff game was combined running, hitting 8 runs, 9 runs. Giants, I mean, they pitch when they need to.
I don't know. Right. Royals have the momentum. Let's go Royals.
I hope.
Yay, Casey.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com focuses on Halloween. Good Lord, 2 weeks from Friday.
I'm going to be a mob wife.
Are you planning to dress up? I'm going to a Halloween party. I went last year as a cowboy, I think. Just put on my cowboy hat and that was it. But this year...
What are you going to be? Are you and Meredith going to go with some
really
weird couple costume?
Well, I don't know. She'll come up with something clever.
Like a plug and a light switch or something.
Oh, that is clever. Yeah. So are you planning to dress up for Halloween? A, yes, I do every year. B, haven't decided yet. C, I doubt it. D, no, Halloween is for children. Really?
Oh, come on.
Come on. All right, our video of the day today, Darth Vader makes a return.
Well, I have to see this.
The video of the day features a campaign ad for the Ukrainian Internet Party's candidate for parliament, who happens to be Darth Vader, running for the Ukrainian parliament. One of his campaign ads is our video of the day today. There is audio. It shows Vader playing the Imperial theme. Well, I have to play this later on. It'll be kind of fun. Fun. Right now, though, I want to remind people about the walk Jennifer is doing this weekend to benefit the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. Jen, you want to give us the rundown on how you could win $1,500 in cash?
Yeah, I do. Well, first of all, I'm going to be walking this Saturday, and if you are in the Los Angeles area or you want to be, you can go to the link on the Doug Steffen webpage, DougSteffen.com, and you can register. You can search for Team Good Day and come walk for me, or you can sign up for a walk in your area, and then we can share pictures from our walk together with the hashtag Making Strides. Mm-hmm. I'll be taking a lot of pictures out there. I'll be wearing my pink and ready to go. And then to win the grand prize, Rich, the website, what's the website that we have to go to for that, because
makingstrides.org, I think it is. makingstrideswithgooddaydog.
Yeah, but all you need to do is go register to walk anywhere, and then just tweet us, email us, call us, Facebook us, and just tell us where you're walking. And
we're giving away $1,500 so that you can go to any walk you want in the country,
and that qualifies
really
you to
cool.
To become part of the party.
There you go. We're having a party, so we have people already signed up in the Little Rock area.
And we still have some ACS gift
bags. North Carolina, South Carolina people signed up, Massachusetts, Ohio. So help you have some Californians, obviously, because Jennifer is walking. So check it all out. DougStefan.com is a good place to go. Visit MakingStridesWithGoodDay.com if you'd like. Any number of ways to sign up. Important thing is, though, to do it, become involved, get active, and maybe win yourself $1,500.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And now, another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Alright, it's 47 past the hour, and we go to 57 channels. I thought you might like to remember, Jennifer, with me, the fact that I Love Lucy debuted on this date in 1951.
Oh, that's
the world was a better place.
And The Untouchables aired for the first time on this date, 1959. Robert Stack, you know the story of him getting that job, right?
I don't.
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell it to us.
Van Johnson, big movie star, was supposed to play Elliot Ness, but the weekend before they started to film, he wanted more money, and they told him no. So on Sunday morning, the producer found Robert Stack in church and said, "We've got an opening for the star of a new TV show. It starts tomorrow." So after church, he goes to the lot, gets fitted up for all of his... For all of the suits and stuff, and they start filming the next day. 4.5 years on ABC TV. The Untouchables. Great, great television show, I thought. And this is the anniversary of Tom Snyder beginning tomorrow on NBC. Do they still call that Late Show Tomorrow on NBC? What do they call it?
No.
I don't know.
I thought that sort of went away.
So back to me in the studio.
Yes, back to you. Who's on The Voice? What's happening
TV news today
with The Voice?
Okay, well, you know, The Voice, the constants are Blake and Adam, Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. Well, now there is a big announcement that Christina Aguilera will be returning to the show in the spring. That's for season 8. Gwen Stefani's still sticking it out for the rest of this year. And Pharrell, who's a newcomer this season, will actually stick it out as well. So he's going to be doing 2 seasons. So it'll be Pharrell, Adam, Blake, and Christina back again. Should be fun. I think Pharrell's a good addition to that cast. Simon Cowell hasn't had many missteps in his music and his television production career, but he considers the cancellation of The X Factor in this past February a blowout, because he was very self-assured before. So self-assured, in fact, that when X Factor first debuted, he went out and started doing a lot of big talking, saying that he's going to get 20 million people to watch. Yeah. He got about 12, which isn't too shabby, but much less than what he thought. He said the number 12, when he's talking about this, he said, actually, 12 is fantastic, and I should have kept my mouth shut. I think on both sides it was a mistake to throw the towel in. He said, despite that very public failure to hit 20 million viewers, he thinks that X Factor has a great platform, and he's looking to bring it back to America. He says he thinks it will come back again. He said, quote, the thing about X Factor is you know what you're getting. There's, you know, if you get a low base of 5 or 6 million people, you can build on it, which is good. And Katie Holmes coming back to the Kennedy. She'll reprise her role as Jackie Kennedy for another reel.
The reprise or reprise?
I always say reprise. It kind of depends on what the words are.
51 past the hour. Good job, Jennifer.
We'll be back to reels.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you. It rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Stein is here to talk about your animal or your animals, singular and or plural. In a pluperfect world, he is the king of pluperfectness. How's that? Pretty good, huh? Does the pet show, nobody introduces you. I should be on your pet show every weekend just to introduce you. I could be the Don Pardo of the Warren Eckstein Pet Show, which is heard around the country. Great.
Are you looking for work, Stefan?
Nah. I'm looking for another check. I don't know if I'm looking for more work. Anyway, Warren is here.
It's time for the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren is the author of How to Get Your
Right.
Pet to Do
Boring.
What You Want and How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And he's here to answer all your pet animal questions. And now, here's Warren Eckstein.
He sounds like Paul.
But can I give you the background to that?
Yes, you may.
Years ago, before dogs were being trained for physical challenges that people had, I trained a couple's dog in Levittown, Long Island. They were both quadriplegics, and they couldn't afford to pay me, so I trained the dog for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote this and sent it to me.
Really?
So it was. It is kind of sentimental, but you know, life moves on.
Very nice. Right. All right. 5 minutes before the hour, Warren talks about what every dog owner needs to know about sickness, illness. Do you have to worry about your dog getting Ebola? Up next here on Good Day.
Time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by CHEV. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point choice privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Let's get to the bottom line here. A lot of people are worried about Ebola, the lady's dog who's in quarantine, the lady being treated, dogs in quarantine. There was a dog put to sleep last week because of exposure. What's the worry here, if any? Is this something we ought to be concerned about? There are other things that we ought to be concerned about dogs being exposed to. Warren, what's the story?
Well, you know, the bottom line is this. In other words, I don't think people really know at this point. They say that the dogs can get the Ebola, but we don't know if they can transmit it. So here's my thought on the whole subject. I saw a debate last night where they had one person that said every dog that was exposed should be automatically put to sleep. My feeling is this. I think dogs should get the same respect that we give to human beings in terms of the Ebola. Let's watch them. Let's keep them isolated. And if there's no symptoms, let's say 21, 31 days later, I think they should be released. I don't think they should be put to sleep automatically because they've been exposed. Different ball game in Africa where it's taking place because there's corpses on the street and things like that. So it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, there is a problem you've written about, parvovirus. I remember this, but I don't remember. It isn't Lyme related, is it? Parvo is a separate kind of a bug.
Yeah, it's definitely a separate bug. Years ago, it just wiped out puppies all over the country, and then the coronavirus came up. But there are vaccinations for it, and that's why it's so important that people get their dogs vaccinated. Usually, it's the older dogs or the younger puppies that develop the worst symptoms. And outbreaks are not seasonal. It's like flu, but they can come any time of the year. So it's important to speak to your vet. It's important to have your pets vaccinated.
All right, so make sure your pets are vaccinated. Can they take pills like the heartworm pill? That's sort of thing, or is that a shot?
For the parvo, it's a vaccination. It's a shot for the parvo, absolutely. Right. But just be careful. Just, you know, use common sense.
Isn't any vet worth his or her salt going to do this automatically like rabies?
You know, there's a lot of controversy even in the veterinary industry. There's a lot of veterinarians that no longer give rabies shots. There are a lot of veterinarians that think rabies shots should only be given every 6 or 8 years. So you have to I always tell people to get three opinions. One's going to say one thing, one's going to say another thing. Listen to the guy in the middle.
There you go. Okay, you've written about pets like people's children. There have been brain scans of pets.
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Well, there's science all over the world right now is really studying the behavior of dogs, but they're realizing now that dogs react to people and people react to dogs just like they would react to their kids. So my dogs are my babies. Just I love them as much as some people love their kids.
I love Charlotte and Stefan. That's just, yeah.
There absolutely. You go.
Yep. Got it. Understand it. You check out a wealth of information about your pet at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com, which is a great line of minerals and vitamins for your dog or cat. For more next time.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.